Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
The United We Stand podcast is brought to you in association with Red Army Bet. We all follow United. Red Army Bet, the only bookmaker committed to sharing 50% of net profits with United fans.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. It's post-match after United's home win against Southampton at Old Trafford, if you believe the fucking car park signs on the way into the ground. That's a step too far as I'm concerned. With me, there's not many of us actually. Shaw's cried off, I don't know where he's gone. Stuart Edwards has brought his lad. I think Aaron's just left us full stop. So John Ashton's here, Bloomy's here. Bloomy's been boss for the day, and obviously I'm here as well. Hey, Bloomy got the weather right, didn't he?
Oh yeah, that's luck of just my good luck.
Typical, you know, typical Manchester, isn't it? This time last week we had our shorts on. It's been pretty good.
I'll just keep saying that it's better than last year when we were in that blizzard. So
Brighton Blizzard.
Everything's better than last year if you add it all the time. Every single weather app on the planet, including the Met Office, was saying Manchester at sort of 1:30, 2 p.m. was going to be absolutely tipping it down, and it wasn't going to stop. So Bloomy turns up, no bags for the magazines, no fucking wallets, absolutely nothing to keep us dry whatsoever. And his excuse was, it's not going to rain, lads, don't worry about it.
And we'll sell out before.
And he got everything right, which is a bit worrying. Great leadership. Yeah, I thought you did a great job today, Bloomo. Well done. He came down when he dropped my bag off. He came down. I'd been down about half an hour. He said, how's it going? And I said, yeah, I've sold a few. He said, oh, good. Keep up the good work. thinks he's the motivator.
The Andy Mitten School of motivation.
I'd help him out in the end as well.
So. Oh, did you not shift all yours?
I'd sold all mine. He had to come up to my spot because I'd sold out, and he'd not sold fuck all at his end, so...
Yeah. Anyway, we're out of this mag, so thanks for buying it. And we appreciate everybody who's picked it up over the last couple of games. Next one will be out at... what's the next home game? Is it Watford?
Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you something. One thing that happened to me while I was... Some bloke popped up while I was selling and just said, oh, you know, good to have you back on the podcast and all this bollocks. Thank you very much. I know, it's a bit freaky, that, to be honest. It's getting a bit creepy. But anyway, so I said, no, it's fine. Blah, 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 appreciate it. And he said, I've got a suggestion for you, though. So I said, go on. And I hate it when people fucking start coming up to you. It's a bit like requests on radio stations. He said, I think you should on the podcast review the programme. So I looked at him and I said, how do you mean, what programme? He said, the match programme. So he reckons that what we should do here is he stand here thumbing through United Review post-match and offer...
McTominay article.
Exactly. So I did say I'd put it to you.
When was the last time you even read a match programme?
I haven't read it in 20 years.
I've bought two programmes since they stopped doing tokens. one was I think it was Ferguson's last home game. I bought that one. And that wasn't to read it. It was the fact that it could be worth something one day. And then the other one, I think it was the game after George Best had died. So I bought that one as well, possibly for the same reasons. Other than that, so I don't feel equipped to actually have this conversation.
You're about to get a West Brom, because I heard down there Pete Bolton bought about 300 of them, didn't he?
He never bought any of them. Stole, I think. Anyway, I said I'd put the programme idea to you, lad, so what do we think?
No, it's a shit idea.
We'll move on.
Yeah, there you go, mate. So I did say I'd ask you, so if you are listening...
I can't even read.
If there's anything we can colour in, then we might have a go at it.
You do that now. You should have asked me.
So if you are listening, mate, I did promise I'd ask, so the answer is quite unanimous. You can go and fuck yourself. thank you for listening to the podcast, and do keep buying the magazine. We appreciate it. That was a really enjoyable day at Old Trafford, wasn't it?
Yeah, superb game, mate. A few flaws there, but, you know, we kept going to the end. It always looked like there was goals in the game. Southampton, fair play to them. They made a proper fist of it as well. Yeah, it was a proper game of football, wasn't it? Entertaining end-to-end, and, yeah, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, really impressed with them today. Couldn't fault them. They won't play like that for the rest of the season, mind, but... No, they play really well today.
You've got to see five better goals in the game as well.
Yeah, every goal was really top class. But I just think because of the injuries, it's getting a bit hard in that, especially midfield.
Just on that, I mean, I was thinking on the way in. You know, you have certain games that are in the fixture that no matter where you land in the calendar, you just think that's just going to be absolute shite. Yeah. It's a bit like if United Southampton was on Sky, it'd be like a shopping channel, wouldn't it? You know, you occasionally flick on it and land on it, but outside of that, you can't really be arsed with it. It's always been one of them fixtures to me. I thought today, Southampton away, we all love that, and whenever we've played them in cups, it's always been decent. You don't? Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Got about this. Stu Edwards has got Southampton away for him as well. Yeah, I'm sure he came home a day later than planned once from there as well. But yeah, it's one of those normal home games. It's normally just a bit of a procession and not a lot happens. But I thought today was a really, really good game. And I thought, to be fair to Southampton, I think they looked at the state that United were in terms of injuries. They probably thought that will have been a tough fixture for them to go in midweek and came and had a proper go. I thought Southampton did a good job at trying to make something of that.
Yeah, if they play like that the rest of the season, they won't. They certainly won't go down. I think in the first half, I think United got it all wrong. I think tactically he had everything wrong. Pereira was sat too deep, Pogba was too far wide left. You know, fair play, we made some changes at half time. But even then, you know, even at 2-1, you didn't feel like United were comfortable. You always felt like we'd need a third goal. And I know they've scored another absolute screamer, and you know, it's preventable and that. But yeah, like I said, it was a decent game of football, and credit to him, because a lot of sides come to Old Trafford and don't come and have a go. But I felt that they did straight from the first whistle.
Yeah, one of the better teams to come to Old Trafford this season, I think.
Definitely. Like Spurs aside, I think no one else has really like give us a game like that. And no, I can't fault them today. They had a go, and that. I've never seen so many corners in the first 7 minutes.
Mad, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, crazy.
Well, we could have been 3-0 up in that first 5 minutes, but then the 20 minutes after, we didn't get a kick of the ball. And they were well worth it to be going in at half-time 1-0 up. But, I think United can probably... It was a good game, but I think we can count ourselves a bit lucky to have won the game, in fairness.
It's a big win, that, in terms of what happened in the earlier today as well, and it's considering we've got Arsenal coming up as well.
Well, it looks like United are now fourth on merit, as in they're there, and I think... I'm right. For the first time, fourth place is actually in United's own hands now. If they win every game, they're fourth, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or possibly even third.
I think we've got a couple of teams. We've got City, Chelsea and Arsenal still to play, haven't we? So it's, apart from that, I think we can win the other games, and I think a couple of draws from that, and yeah, I think we'd be pretty much in there at the end of it.
Yeah. From a week where, you know, a long haul away, tough away with the injuries, even at 2-0, I was sitting there thinking, do you know what? If this does end up 2-0, if I'd have looked at it across a whole week, I'd have gone 4 points out of six. Not a bad return all in all. So to get six, it does feel like that was two bonus points.
Yeah, we said, didn't we, after the Liverpool game that we would probably be looking at 4 points. I don't think it would have been a bad week. I don't think many people fancy us to win at Crystal Palace. So to get 6 points and score six goals as well, I've never been Lukaku's biggest fan, but, you know, four goals for him is going to do him the world of good as well. So, no, not nothing but positives to take from this week, considering. And, you know, one or two young players who have come in have, they've come in and they've took the chance and done really well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the injuries that are a bit concerning. If we can, the next couple of weeks, can get a couple back, I think we'll be all right.
Well, they won't much of a problem. It does a fucking favour.
Yeah, I'm going to come to that waste of space in a bit. But, right, first goal, obviously an absolute screamer. Fair play. Are we going to point the finger at the goalie?
I did say to my mate that where's the keeper for that? I've not seen it back since. I think it's caught him off guard, but when you're on that side of the pitch, I think he'd be disappointed he's not saved it, but it was well hit, though.
From what I read, when I could get a little bit of a signal in there, said he could have done a bit better with it. But
who did?
A couple of lads said
the internet.
Yeah, the internet, yeah. I don't know why I'm taking it as gospel off them, but yeah. But no, to me, it looked like a top strike, so
he couldn't. Yeah, he looked like he got done by the pace of it.
Yeah. He hit it well, didn't he? Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. first half, though, I think the thing that I looked at with United is they looked a yard short of pace, and it looked as if, particularly Rashford, seemed to be really finding life quite difficult. And it's not like United played bad, but it did look as if United didn't have a huge amount in the tank. And I guess it's been pretty obvious that United have performed so much better, and it's been a lot obvious that United have certainly been attacking and trying to win games since the management team came into place. But today, the first real one of trying to, or it feels like the first one where they've had to really, really dig it out of a hole and come out on top. And I think, again, that's another thing that you can just sort of, all of these things that everybody was sort of worried about with Solskjaer, perhaps, where he might get undone. He just keeps coming over those, doesn't he?
Yeah, fair play. And I think in the first half, he tactically got it all wrong. I think that midfield diamond of McTominay at the base of it, Pereira one side, probably was more or less playing left wing in the first half, and we didn't have anybody in there who could properly get a grip on the game. And although Pogba did have probably his best of games, I think in the second half when we did move him more central, you had someone who could put a foot on the ball and could pass the ball. Pereira's obviously, as he showed scoring one, setting one up, he's much better further forward than he is deeper. So yeah, fair play to the manager. You know, he's recognised that I don't think something was working. He's obviously got them in at half time, giving them a bit of a rollicking, and tactically made changes, and we scored twice. So,
but I think as well, though, he's getting an extra 20% out of him, isn't he, his old team. And I think that's why we're getting more injuries, because they're having, like Anson in the last game, they're having to run more, aren't they?
And I still can't get my head around that he bollocks anyone.
No, you wouldn't expect him to, would you? But there's a few things you've heard that he can be quite firm when he wants to be. I think the days of bollocking players are all over anyway, aren't
they? He's not afraid of dropping certain players, is he? So.
It's more your decisions and your motivating players. They're all too mad, aren't they, to take bollockings. But he keeps on showing week in, week out that he's got the nous to change things tactically. It's not just a case of putting your arm around a player's shoulder and getting the best out of players. He's been able to tweak things on the pitch, and we've seen that massively. And that's maybe he got lucky with I thought the biggest change was Sanchez going off and Dalot coming on, because he gives you far more energy, and you know, within 2 minutes he'd done more than Sanchez done for the previous hour. So maybe he's got a bit lucky with that, but you know, there was tweaks in that got us a bit further forward and less gaps in midfield, and that's down to the manager's changes.
Yeah, looked as if they did come out in the second half with a bit more zip about him, and I think John's right. It was clearly a big whatever was discussed at half time had an impact, and they came out and got back in it, you know, and got back in style with a couple of belting goals.
Yeah, I don't like having to go at players a lot, but I think it did change as soon as he went off, and there was more energy down that side. We started having more chances, getting more of the ball as well, and it just totally changed for me. And I just think it's not working, is it? I think he's got to think about.
He looks physically and mentally shot at this club, doesn't he?
He never stops putting the graft in, though. You can't really fault him there. He shows some nice touches, but for that sort of money of that attacking player who scored so many goals, you're expecting some magic in that final third, and you don't see enough of it from him. You don't look at him and think he doesn't look any better than Park Ji Sung was or someone like that. You know, he looks like a squad player, so that's someone you bring in and go, yeah, you'll do a job today.
Well, he's had the chance in the last couple of games that he's kind of be in his position to like do something, but he's not done anything, has he, really? And especially Wednesday night, and just for me, it's not
looks
working
like
out.
Another one of those typical South Americans who need the passports checking, because he doesn't look 30 years old to me, does he? He looks finished. He looks washed up.
Yeah, he is. He was the best one of them. Like, do you remember that lad at Lazio, that 18-year-old at Lazio? He looked about 54.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like that fella who, do you remember that guy who blagged his way into the BBC News and ended up doing an interview when he'd only got him to do some cleaning or something like that? Yeah, he looked like him. He did. It was definitely a turning point. You almost got the sense that he was happier sat on the floor waiting to go off than he was trying to stay on the pitch.
He couldn't wait. You could tell he was waiting. He was looking. It kept looking over, didn't it? I could tell.
That was the best we kept the ball though all fucking match. So wasn't it when he was down and when someone was asking to kick it out of play? No chance we'd get. I mean, 35 passes.
That's the other kick in his balls, isn't it? Is the fact that nobody actually knew. Look, do we kick this out or not?
Do we make them? It's like they had one of theirs down.
yeah, keep going. Yeah, it did, yeah. No one knew what to do. Obviously, when he did go, that did bring the young lad on. And first of all, I thought interesting they put him further forward than Young, because I thought they'd just put him at right back and put Ashley Young further forward. But again, that was a quite an audacious. But if you actually think about it, in terms of, you know, age and physicality and everything else, it was quite a smart move. But what an impact he had!
He was superb. Within 2 minutes of coming on, he whipped a brilliant ball in that Rashford had nodded just wide, and obviously he's then set the goal up. And then he also had a couple of half decent shots as well. I mean, I wasn't particularly surprised he put him further forward than Young, because I thought Young stunk the place out today. Both ends of the pitch, a stupid ball he always tries to play, like percentage ball down the right touchline that goes to nobody, and the foul he did for the free kick. But in terms of Dalot, I thought he was superb. But honestly, think he was the turning point in the game.
So our new winger sorted for next season anyway.
Well, yeah, he did. But what was interesting, he's got attacking intent now, hasn't he?
Yeah, I like him when he's pushed up.
But no, he looks good. You just need to be given a run of games, you know, whether that's at right back or a bit further forward. But
doesn't mind getting stuck in either, does he? It's good to see. So.
Yeah. What was noticeable, obviously, did Lukaku score first? Pereira scored the first. Pereira got the equalised, and then Lukaku scored. I mean, there were two quality goals then, weren't they?
All three of our goals were fantastic finishes. Yeah. I was moaning about Pereira in the first half, the same as I was the other day. I just think he plays him a little bit too deep. Mourinho started doing it in the summer with him when he went pre-season, and I don't think he's a midfielder. I think he's one of your attacking front three, because he can hit a ball, he can cross a ball, but he's in midfield, he's terribly lightweight. So I think the further forward you put him. But yeah, two great finishes.
Yeah, definitely, I agree. As soon as he got pushed up, you saw more of him getting involved, trying to like thread little passes through and that. Like I said, he started it. Mourinho started it against Leicester when he was that deep. He's like in front of the back four. It's like, what? That's not his game, that. And, you know, seeing him in the odd game in the reserves, he was never played like that. He was always getting forward and like threading passes through. So if he continues to put him in that sort of position, it might work out a little bit and be a good, decent squad player in the role.
I don't think long-term he's got a future at United. I don't think he has got a long-term future at United, but, you know, Pereira. But he's capable of a few moments of magic, though, because he has got a nice right foot on him.
He'll be one of these players who will probably just be a really solid squad player, who'll do well in certain games at Old Trafford. He's all right to be in and around the squad. And sit and see how that sort of pans out. But he does look as if he's, you know, the thing that I really was. Did you see how the whole team reacted to his goal, though, in terms of it wasn't just about getting an equaliser? Because sometimes when you get an equaliser and when you're one down at home, it isn't so much, it's almost like, get the ball out of the fucking net and let's get this back to the centre circle. They all made a massive point of piling on top of him and celebrating that.
100%, yeah, because obviously it's the nature of who scored the goal rather than, you know, the moment of when it's come. He's obviously, you know, probably a bit low in confidence after the Burnley game when he had a bit of a shocker and give a goal away. Not really done that much since he's come back into the team. So, yeah, it would have done his confidence a world of good. So, yeah, you could say that the players were. And it's good to see. It's the same with, obviously, Lukaku the other night and again today. You know, those sort of players need goals, get the confidence back up.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the atmosphere in the ground and the way the players celebrate, it does, again, add further indication that it's a pretty happy place at the minute.
Yeah, it's good football and everyone loves him. And he's one of the people who's, no matter how, if it went bad, they still wouldn't give him any criticism.
Manager.
Yeah, if it started,
could be a problem to us that in the future. Actually.
Yeah, that's
when you're ninth in the Vanarama League,
it's been your dream for years and years.
Well, the Johnson's paint is or whatever it's called now, the Checker fucking tray. I don't know what it is. Is that what it's called? Yeah, it's the only thing I've never seen United win. So, in the interest of being utterly selfish, I probably would. I wouldn't mind a dabble at that. But I can imagine that. What did you think at 2-2 then? Did you think,
you did think, here you go. Because at the time we were playing reasonably well, but then for 5 minutes after their goal again, they looked more likely. But I don't know, you just always felt that if we could get the ball forward, we would create something and something would score. It feels a bit like the old, I hate to keep saying this, but it does feel like the old days where you always feel like there's one more chance coming with United now, even if you level. And yeah, another brilliant finish as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for back to me in the studio then. I think that was. Did you think 3-2 was coming?
No,
I thought 2-0 was going
to
be it.
Yeah, I thought it was. I knew as soon as he had that free kick, I knew it was going. I actually
thought United are going to do well to hang on here. That was my first thought because they looked like
it. For the few minutes after the goal, they had a run of two or three corners. Yeah. And in fairness to Southampton, we were time wasting in the first half at 1-0, but at 2-2, I think they thought, you know, we could go on and win this game.
Like, it's just a little sloppiness again, really. Like, went 2-1 ahead and. Again, we didn't, like John said, we didn't touch it for about 5-10 minutes. And as soon as they had that free kick, I thought, well, it's going in now. I was kind of thinking, yeah, points, good result, considering how they played and just the sloppiness leading up to it, really. So, but yeah, it does remind you of the old, I don't want to say it, you know what I mean?
If I'd said to you at half-time in the Liverpool game, so from the rest of the Liverpool game, Crystal Palace away, Southampton away, you're going to get 7 points and you're not going to have no Martial, you're not going to have no Lingard, you're not going to have no Mata, you're going to have no Matic, no Herrera. You know, you just snap their hands off. So yeah. I think United have to take massive, massive credit for what they've done over the last week or so with that team.
It's probably, I think, the biggest. I know United had a lot of credit for going to Arsenal away and beating them and for beating, some decent wins. For me, this last 7 days has been the biggest achievement since that whole management team came together. That's what you show in management. Anyone can just sort of sit there and let it happen under your feet when things are going well. But you know, when you're up against it and your back's against the wall, that's when that's the thing that I think Mourinho really probably got found wanting on, because when he was under pressure and his team were under pressure. Mm. You could just tell he was going to blow a gasket any time, whereas you don't feel that that's the case at the minute. It could change if he gets the job permanently, because that does bring a different dynamic of accountability to it. But, fair play to them this week.
Well, in that game, in the Liverpool game, you know, I remember listening to it on the radio on the way home from the match, and they were asking Solskjaer in his press conference about, all these injury problems ahead of, the games coming up, and he just said, it's no problem, I'll be able to put a team out, don't worry about it, there's no crying about it, he's basically gone, this gives the likes of McTominay and Pereira a chance to impress, which they have done. I mean, without wanting to take anything away from United as well, it does show the weakness of the rest of the league, I think, though, that this week, that we can turn teams over, go to Crystal Palace and win more, you know, and which then makes it even more annoying that pre-Solskjaer, I hate to low to keep blaming Mourinho, but pre-Solskjaer, to go to Brighton and lose, to go to West Ham and lose, to draw at home to Crystal Palace, those results are so frustrating now, because you can't afford to do it. You look, the top six are something like 15 points clear of Wolves in seventh place. You can't afford to drop points, because the strength of the league just isn't there anymore. You should be beating them teams home and away.
United are now only something like 11 points behind Liverpool or something daft like that. It's fucking unreal. Just shows you how much we've spun. We should have won this league.
Listen, it's easy to say now with hindsight, but do you honestly think that had we had this manager from the start of the summer, United wouldn't be in the title race now? I'm not saying we'd be top, but I think we could be within three or four points.
Right, I think we would have been.
Which is the frustrating thing.
I said it last week. I don't think they're that good, Liverpool. I really don't.
Well, they weren't good last week, and I'd actually go as far as to say if Liverpool had approached the game like Southampton did today, they might have got something out of it.
Yeah, they probably would, And I think that's why, in my view, they cocked it up a little bit last week, and City probably would have saw that and thought, well, we know what we've got to do now. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Great winner.
Yeah, superb. I'm at the other end, but you can virtually see right down the goal, and as soon as it left his toe, you know where it was going. He's done very similar to the other night, actually, where he's missed a good chance early doors, and he's come back and scored a couple of goals, and as you know, I've not been his biggest fan. I still think his all-round game. I think his all-round game has still got a little bit of work on him. But, fair play, he's working harder. I don't think his finishing's ever really been in doubt. But
no, he's finishing wise, he's one of the best in the league. It's the all round game that consists. It's the first touch. Yeah, it's everything else.
It's his attitude. Yeah. But he's putting a shift in. You know, make himself a bit fitter, run the channels a bit more. But no, fair play. That you could see them. Without scoring them two the other night, he probably doesn't score them two today. You know, it's a confidence thing, isn't it, with strikers?
But you did get the sense that as much as the whole place has had a lift, there were certain people who were clearly having more of a lift under Solskjaer, and Lukaku looks to be one of them.
Like I said before, he's getting an extra 15-20% out of all of them as a whole.
Well, the irony is, under Solskjaer, he's getting less protection than he was under Mourinho, you know, because he's getting dropped or he's getting put out wide. You know, he's having to work for it, whereas under, you know what Mourinho was like? He was playing every his game favorites. No matter what. Yeah, he's always playing his favourites. He's having to work now under Solskjaer, and listen, if you can't improve as a striker under Ole Solskjaer, there's something wrong with you, you know, because there's not many better that I've seen.
Well, that's it, you work on the game, don't you? And, you know, I mean, look, you know, Mourinho did improve some players, but there were some he just didn't, you know. I mean, although,
yeah,
well, he improved Luke Shaw by calling him a fat cunt for 2 years and shouting at him, but yeah. I know you were at the other end, but I could definitely hear you absolutely screaming not to let him take that penalty and get his hat trick.
I was laughing about it at first, but even then I had to turn to one side. I said, "It's a bit tight, isn't it? Especially as you know he's going to miss as well."
Well, she fucking didn't.
But you know what? There's no screaming from him, was he? You know, you've still got to try and wrap the points up.
No, I thought it was absolutely the right decision.
Yeah, you've got to let your regular penalty taker take it.
Well, I thought the run-up would at least run down half of that 5 minutes of injury time. That's what I was about.
But yeah, I don't know. Personally, I always think your strikers should be taking your penalties anyway. I don't know why you wouldn't ever let your strikers take penalties for you. You know, they're the ones that add to your goal tally. They're easy chances. But listen, it's about securing the points. I'm sure he'll be happy with 4 goals this week, so we can't really mind too much.
Yeah, I agree.
A couple of things to sort of wrap up. We'll come to man of the match and get that out of the way. Because it was interesting, actually. I was thinking about this in the second half, and I was thinking, even though United have played well here, I couldn't actually really think of somebody, but then something all sort of made sense to me, and I thought I thought Chris Smalling was just outstanding today. So I'm going to give it him from me. Dubs,
I think he's been great for a couple of years, but I think it's especially since he's come back on the same one as Solskjaer. I don't know, defensively I thought we still looked a bit wobbly today. There's nobody I thought was outstanding. Pereira and Lukaku, you have to give a bit of credit, obviously, because they're the two that have been looking at the goals. But I'm gonna say Dalot. Even though I know he only come on for 40 minutes, but
impacted,
I think his impact of it, and I think he changed the game. So even though he didn't play the full 90, I think his impact was what was the turning point.
I'm going to say the same there. As soon as he came on, you saw the difference in the old game for me.
I hate it when someone's been at a club long enough for people to change their name and start pronouncing it. It was Dalot. for as long as that, yeah, Dalot.
Yeah,
Diego Dalot. Yeah, gets a fuck. You imagine me
Diego,
that.
Is it? It's Diogo.
Oh, is it Diogo Dalot? Yeah. God, sounds like a kid's toy.
Just swallowed me on, so I'm trying to say it.
Right. Well, I'm sure he's listening, so he's our man of the match. Couple of things to wrap up from today. A bit of United news in the week was the fact that the club aren't going to keep Antonio Valencia on. Not entirely surprising, given his sort of in and outness, and he's definitely been someone who's definitely lost a lot of. He's definitely lost both of his main attributes over the last sort of season or so. But 330 odd games for United, a full deck of domestic honours, a Europa League, and a couple of Champions League finals. You know, for what we paid and for the length of service we've had out of him, he's been a player, hasn't he?
I think he's always a player who's on an adding to nothing, wasn't he? Because he was, and I'm sure he wasn't bought in that sense, but he essentially replaced Ronaldo, so he was always on an adding to nothing there. Yeah, he's been a solid player for United. Always puts a shift in, probably one of the hardest players we've had as well over the last 10 years. So I think it's the right decision. I think his back legs went here, so go, and I think it is time for him to move on and still look to the future. Because while you've got a few of them players there, you know, you're tempted to keep playing them and not investing, and I think while he's there we probably wouldn't try and buy another right back, so I think we do need one.
I was worried we were going to keep him on at one point, but no, it's the right time. I've been saying it for a while, to be honest. He's been a good servant. I think for me, first couple of seasons I really thought he was a good top player for us, and I think the ankle injury after that, He was never really the same after that, was he?
I thought he came back well. I mean, don't forget...
He came back well, but I don't think he was ever what he was in his first couple of seasons.
Yeah, it was that Rangers injury one. No, but he came back. He ended up converting to right-back for a start, which isn't easy. And, you know, don't forget, 2 seasons ago, we voted him our player of the season. You know, we stand Sellers player of the season, which, as we know, they talk about endlessly at the club. If you remember, we gave him that award, and I think, didn't we offer to take him on the monkey bus and get him absolutely twisted? Yeah, he never took us up on that.
I think
we never took him on that.
Speak English, can't
he?
Never
going to
have that fucking bus.
Yeah, do you know the thing is though? I think he can. I think it's an absolute blag.
He can't be arsed.
A lot of players do that, you know. I like that in him.
Yeah. I think that. He's got. Do you remember when he scored away at Blackburn and we thought we'd won a league when he
That was his best season, wasn't it? When we made a balls of it and City came back and won it, but that was probably his best season in the United shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he definitely. You know, look, you don't play 3,500 games for United if you haven't at least got something about you. So, fair play. Obviously, United are now away into midweek. It caught me out this. You know, normally when it's the 28th of a month and you think, right, well, the 6th or the 7th, it's 10, 11 days away, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just fucking dawned on me now. For once, I'd actually told her at home that I was going, so it's not like that's going to be a surprise. But yeah, it's caught up on quite a few of us actually. So, obviously, we were quite. You know, unanimous that we absolutely have absolutely zero chance of going through in the next round. Still of the same view.
Yeah, especially without Pogba in there. If you can nick an early goal, but we've not got enough. Even without Pogba, we've not got enough fresh legs in there, have we? You know, you're going to ask that team there to go. It's all right, nicking a win against Southampton at home, going away to PSG and clawing a 2-goal lead back with that young side. No, absolutely no chance. You should just go and enjoy the experience, you know, make sure we don't embarrass ourselves and save the legs for Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know if you get an early one, but like I said, if we had Pogba in there, I'd actually feel a bit more confident about it. But the fact that he got sent off, and there's a massive gap in that midfield now, and so it's, and you're having to cope with that pace all night with Mbappe and the likes, it's... Yeah,
he's going to rag him,
yeah,
isn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah, is it Arsenal next week?
I mean,
in the context of the season, that's probably a bigger game by a mile. That begs the question then, do you just throw this week?
Well, you won't say throw, because if you can nick a goal, then, you know, PSG have got form for bottling in the past. Didn't they throw a 5-goal lead away against Barcelona or something a couple of years ago? So, if you can stay in the game, you know, you nick a goal, then you've got a chance. But if they score, then... Yes.
United now won't approach that. Solskjaer won't approach that last that way, like to chuck it away. They'll have a goal, definitely. Yeah. But it's unfortunately, can't see it.
Listen, he's come back from more unlikely situations than that before now in his career, so you know he won't completely give up the ghost. But like I said, if you're 1-0 down at half time, you might as well.
I think United will go there and try and stay in the game, and then if it all falls apart,
you don't want it to get embarrassing potentially either, do you? Like, for me, you don't want a good fucking hiding.
Listen, everyone's lauding PSG, but I think that was the only game, certainly for 20 minutes, where under Solskjaer, where I don't think United did themselves justice anyway. So I don't think they're as much better than the people are making us out to be. Liverpool managed to beat them. It was the injuries that killed us. So, you know, I'm not as worried of going over there and getting beat 5 or 6-0, but it's just too much of a mountain to climb, I think, with the players we've got out.
That's just inspired me to go and back PSG to win the Champions League, actually. Yeah, we upset a few Southampton fans in that game as I was walking out, because where I was stood with the mag, a couple were walking out and they said, "You're just a city full of fucking chip shops, that's all you lot are." I'm like, cheers for that. Fucking Southampton, exactly. Yeah, never mind the Industrial Revolution, the suffragette movement, you know, God knows how much rail and transport and God knows how many first music, football and everything else. It's all about the chippies.
Which was Southampton,
right? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah, all about the chippies. Yeah, right. Well, that's us. We're all off to go and get some chips because there's fuck all else to do in Manchester. Andy, I assume we'll be around in midweek. Unless he texts me and asks me to do it. We'll have a podcast from Paris and, of course, we'll be back next weekend in North London. But until then, thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.
United We Stand and Red Army Bet. We all follow United. Visit redarmybet.com or download the app for all the latest United specials and enhanced odds. the only bookmaker committed to sharing 50% of net profits with United fans.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.